integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Can your kid's lunch be causing a heart attack? New research coming out shows that kids just don't get a free lunch. Dr. Decker Weiss here, if you are paying attention. Dr. Holly Lucille is off today. She is not feeling too well. Holly, if you're listening out there, get well soon. We need you back on the airwaves. But we are talking about kids' food and heart attacks. And one of the things that it's a common misnomer is that we sort of get 10 or 15 free years. We get this time where we're just so young and bulletproof that we can go out and feed ourselves junk and get away with it. And we're not. And we're not in two ways. And there's new evidence about these two ways. One is the things that we thought, that 10, 20, 30 years of this junk food with the rising obesity and boom, we're in an epidemic level of kids getting sick with heart conditions. We're talking kids in their 30s at that point. It seems to take about 30, 35 years for heart disease to develop if you have all these poor habits. But the other side of this is we're having 16-year-olds having heart attacks. It's 30-year-old pregnant women having heart attacks. Now, having a heart attack for a 44-year-old woman doing a very, very difficult pregnancy during a difficult delivery, it's not common, but it's been heard of. We're talking about 30-year-old, 31-year-old healthy women in their 37th week and not during delivery having a heart attack. And we've never seen anything like this. The recent European meetings in cardiology, Dr. Chieffo, and for those who are listening from Italian descent, I'm sure I just butchered that name. I apologize. But there's this lady, Dr. Elaide Chieffo, who said, and I quote, "I hope after the session today, everyone here will think when they have a young woman coming in with atypical symptoms, atypical chest pain, vomiting, weakness, shortness of breath, that they will get the ECG done. On top of that, they'll need blood work drawn to see if they're having a heart attack." So to the emergency room physicians, you have to understand that the ER docs aren't going to move this fast. We're not going to start routinely doing EKGs and testing for blood enzyme levels of things called troponins that we check for heart attacks. That's not going to happen for a while. So when kids are coming in with these types of symptoms, we think cocaine use, we think athletic dehydration, we think, oh, maybe bad food or food poisoning. We're not even taught to think about 16-year-olds having a heart attack. Now, Dr. Chieffo, so translating that, to finish that point, we're not trained for this. ERs and ER doctors just don't move that fast, that we're going to start automatically checking 16-year-olds and 30-year-old pregnant women and things like that for heart attacks. So we're going to miss them. We're going to simply miss that these things are going on. And people are unfortunately probably going to die at very young ages because we're going to do that. And even though these papers are out there and we're reading them, that doesn't mean we incorporate them into our practice. And on top of that, I can't imagine trying to explain to an insurance company where I ran a very expensive enzyme test for a heart attack on a 16-year-old. There's going to be all sorts of insurance rejections. It's just going to be a mess for the system. So it's going to be slow. This lady, Elaide Chieffo, Dr. Elaide Chieffo, she went on to add something that she calls her quite scary cases section during her lecture. And in there was the 16-year-old girl who actually had what we call a STEMI, an STEMI, which is usually the more dangerous of the two types of heart attacks. We divide them up on EKG findings to STEMI and non-STEMI. She actually had a STEMI at 16. She was not a cocaine user, not a smoker, not on birth control. We have no idea why this is happening. But when we started to look around at other cases, we realized that it's just not this 16-year-old girl having heart attacks, that this is going on in other children. And her second scary case was this 30-year-old pregnant woman that in her 37th week had a heart attack. And I've been in cardiology for 15 years. We've never seen anything like this. So back to our topic, which is, can your kid's lunch cause a heart attack? it's going to come down to food and toxicity and oxidation and inflammation as to why these young kids and pregnant women are having heart attacks. So where we used to just say, look, you don't eat your vegetables and you eat that junk food, when you're older, you're going to get sick. Now it's changed. Now it's, look, you eat that junk food and don't eat vegetables and fruits and whole foods and things like that, you may be at risk for a heart attack at 16. And it's changing slowly, as I've mentioned, but it's changing every way we look about kids and in every message that we're going to have to give children. I do want to, of course, step into more of the chronic stuff. You know, what our kids are eating for dinner or for lunch at school and breakfast at school. It's crazy how bad children's nutrition is in school with the education levels and the knowledge that we actually have. I'm 48 years old, and I was the beginning of the junk food generation. So when I started at school, it was like there was eggs and fruit for breakfast, and then lunch had like sandwiches with whole grains and salads and things like that. Then around my junior high years, it shifted to all microwavable stuff and sugary cereal with whole milk. It just dramatically shifted. And that's when we started to see the obesity and everything rise. Now, what also happened at that time was the beginning of end of PE class. So where it was always required a minimum of an hour a day for kids out to run, that was cut way back to 30 minutes, and in some schools, they're just skipping it altogether. The answer conventionally to this wasn't to change the food. It was to start screening children 9 to 11-year-olds for high cholesterol levels, which is even debated amongst, you know, medical doctors whether that's effective. So we're not dealing with the food. We're talking about the most expensive way to possibly handle this and probably inefficient. And that's to start blood drawing our kids at 9 and 11 for high cholesterol levels because that's all they know. The second piece, obviously, is this food, the sugary cereals, the high fat, the low mineral content of our food is driving obesity to the point where one third of America's children are now currently overweight or obese. We separate those things out. I don't have the exact numbers, but obesity is obviously a more severe thing than just being overweight. When we look at the percentage that are considered obese, and to me that means immediate threat, lack of quality of life, inflamed, all these things, nearly 20% of our children are obese. These children are more likely to have high blood pressure, elevated cholesterols, sleep disorders, along with things like depression, and other childhood things that are related to self-esteem, which again, adult depression is a risk factor for heart disease. We already have these overweight kids developing self-esteem issues. That is going to eventually spiral into some of these depressive episodes. So the question is what do we do about it? And that's what we're always trying to do. You know, we're talking today about, you know, can your kid's lunch cause a heart attack? The answer is yes. Number one, it can cause an immediate heart attack as we're seeing from the new meetings. So time to change now your kid's food. And the other side is that over 20, 30 years, the typical coronary arteries can develop. What do we do about it? We lay down a rule. Number one, clean food in the house. No junk food in the house. The house is perfectly healthy every time. Number two, if the schools aren't cooperating, it is time to pack your kids' lunch, rewarding them for eating that food with things like you would reward them for homework and good behaviors. So just summarizing, we can't let our kids continue to eat this way. It is time to make our home's food perfect and time to pack lunches and bring them to school because the schools aren't going to protect us anymore. It's going to have to do with education, and that's what we're doing here at Radio MD. We are trying to educate you so we can keep your kids away from guys like me, cardiologists.